آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر۔
حال ہی میں آسٹریلیا کی ایک عدالت نے ایک بھارتی ناگرک کو سزا سنائی۔ اس بھارتی ناگرک پر یہ آروپ تھا کہ انہوں نے اپنے پریوار کو دھمکایا اور انہیں زبردستی ہندوستان بھیجا۔ اس بھارتی پروش نے اپنے پریوار کی ایک طرفہ ٹکٹ کروائی تاکہ وہ واپس نہ آ سکیں۔ یہ اس طریقے کا آسٹریلیا میں پہلا معاملہ ہے۔ اس پر بات کرنے کے لیے ہمارے ساتھ ہیں آسٹریلیائی فیڈرل پولیس کے ڈیٹیکٹیو نویندر سنگھ پاندھیر۔ ڈیٹیکٹیو پاندھیر بتاتے ہیں کہ اس طریقے کے معاملے اب اور سامنے آ رہے ہیں۔ آئیے بات کرتے ہیں ڈیٹیکٹیو پاندھیر سے۔ ہائی نویندر، کڈ یو پلیز ٹیل اس اباؤٹ دی کیس ویئر این انڈین مین واز کنوکٹیڈ فور human trafficking?
Yeah, sure. So we've codenamed this operation Eastwater, and it's actually the first exit human trafficking conviction in Australia. The investigation started after the AFP was alerted to a woman that had been forced to travel to India against her will by a man in Australia. The particular man had purchased a one-way ticket for the woman to travel from Sydney to India in March 2017. The woman has since told police that she feared for her life and was threatened with murder if she did not comply with that request. The police were able to obtain CCTV footage from the date of departure and recorded the woman visibly distressed, having an argument with a man at the departures area before boarding the plane with her infant child. In Australia, once the woman had departed, the man actually contacted Australian government authorities and provided false information and adopted the identity of the woman in a bid to revoke her legal visa status to try and prevent her from actually returning to Australia. However, the woman was able to return to Australia about 2 months later and contacted Anti-Slavery Australia, which is a non-government organisation that operates out of Sydney here. The man was arrested in November 2017 when he actually attempted to leave Australia. Australian Federal Police officers executed a search warrant at the man's Lidcombe premises in September 2017, where we served him with a court attendance notice because of the human trafficking allegations. The man pleaded guilty to one count of trafficking in persons, which is a Commonwealth crime, so a very serious crime, and he was sentenced to 21 months in jail.
Could you tell us what was the motive of this man? Why did he send his wife back on one-way ticket?
So in terms of human trafficking and what is exit human trafficking is the physical movement of people across or within borders by coercing, threatening or deceiving them for the purpose of exploitation when they reach their destination. So in terms of this particular matter, there was some form of threat, coercion, in order to exploit the woman. Human trafficking is the ongoing exploitation of a person. Victims of human trafficking experience the most heinous of crimes, such as physical and sexual assaults, being deprived of food or their basic human rights because their freedom is controlled by others. And in this particular case, human trafficking doesn't just happen into Australia. People are also deceived into leaving or being forced out of Australia, and this is what is particular about exit trafficking. Based on the reports and recent reports of trafficking we've received last year, exit trafficking appears to be well on the rise.
Is it a worry for the Australian government and the Australian Federal Police?
So it's always a concern for Australian Federal Police, and we monitor statistics like this so that we can come up with strategies in order to combat these kinds of statistics.
Is it a recent trend, or has it started in the last 5-10 years?
Yes, it is. You could say that. It is. Our statistics suggest that this is a newer phenomena than the entry of people into Australia for human trafficking.
Would you have any idea how many cases the AFP is currently dealing with, and yep, what difficulties the victims are facing when they come to you?
Yeah, sure. So it is often very difficult for victims to come forward for a range of reasons, many of which reflect the actual crime type itself. Human trafficking is a crime that is often talked about, that is not often talked about in our society, but it does happen in Australia. There may be many reasons why a victim or a complainant may not be able to come forward, because the people that are exploiting them or who have trafficked them may be their family members or close friends, so it may be quite difficult for someone like that to come forward. But it is our endeavour, and we hope that this story will help victims escape such situations or to come forward to police so that we can help them and help prevent others from being exploited into the future. We want victims to understand that there is a way out of these terrible situations for them and that we can help.
Is it only restricted to women, or can men be part of exit human trafficking?
No, absolutely. Men can be definitely a part of human trafficking. There is no gender bias here, so it can apply to women or men.
Could you tell our listeners how can they identify that if someone is being trafficked?
Sure. So there are particular signs that someone may be a victim of human trafficking. These can include that the person doesn't have their passport or another form of ID, or the person can't actually access the passport or their identification. The person is subject to poor living or working conditions. The person never or rarely leaves their house for non-work reasons. The person has little or no money or no access to their earnings. The person may have physical injuries, which may have resulted from assault, harsh treatment or unsafe work practices. Also, the person is always in the presence of their employer or another person and who does not want to allow them to socialize with others independently.
So how can these people who are victim of human trafficking or victims of slavery can seek help?
So there's various ways. A victim of human trafficking can seek assistance from the Australian Federal Police by calling 131 AFP. So that's 131237. The AFP will help. We can pursue criminal charges and help the victim become a part of the Support for Trafficking Person program, which is run by the Australian Red Cross. And this program provides short and long-term assistance for victims of trafficking. In Australia, human trafficking is a Commonwealth crime. If you traffic a person either into or out of Australia, you face a possible 12 years in jail. The AFP is the lead Australian investigative agency for all forms of human trafficking and modern slavery. So if you or someone you know is a victim of human trafficking, help is available. For information and confidential advice, people can also contact the Australian Red Cross by simply calling 03 9345 1800. So that's 03 9345 1800, or visiting the Red Cross website. As I said before, you can seek assistance from the AFP by calling that contact number. We want to let potential victims know that we do have specialist police officers who are not only trained in the investigation of these sensitive matters, but who are compassionate and empathetic and will take the victim's wishes as a priority. However, if you or someone you know is at imminent risk of harm, we ask that you please contact the police on 000. So society can help. Every member of our community can help by keeping an eye out for the signs that someone is a victim of human trafficking. So it could be your neighbour, it could be another member of your community, it may be someone that you've been told about, it may be something that you see that you think, look, this is a little bit odd, it may be someone that you've met at a barbecue or someone that's come over to your house. As I said, it's often difficult for victims to come forward themselves for a range of reasons. So it is really up to us, up to the community, to come forward with any information that you have.
Thank you, Navi.
No problem.
लाइक करें, शेयर करें या कमेंट करें। SBS हिंदी को फेसबुक पर फॉलो करें।